from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, August 24th, 2021. Royal Caribbean's Mariner of the Seas resumed revenue cruises from Port Canaveral yesterday after completing her simulated voyage last week. Now the vessel has begun a series of 3- and 4-night cruises to Nassau and Royal Caribbean's private island, Perfect Day. The sailing is significant because it marks the 13th cruise ship in the Royal Caribbean 25-vessel fleet to return to cruising, meaning over half the fleet is now operational. And the CDC has updated its guidance for cruise travel, recommending that anyone at high risk for serious COVID-19 complications should not sail. The recommendation is for all travelers on both river and ocean ships, whether they are or are not vaccinated. The advice reflects growing concern about the Delta variant, which has caused case numbers to soar in the recent weeks. The agency also recommends that those who do cruise get tested 1 to 3 days before their trip and again 3 to 5 days after. And Norwegian Cruise Line has given a sneak peek of their next web episode of their 5-part series, Embark. The episode will take viewers behind the scenes for resumption of service aboard Norwegian Jade in the Mediterranean. The episode will showcase moments when the crew were reunited and the final preparations before the first guests arrived on board. The episode, called Welcome Aboard, will premiere live on Thursday, September 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern at ncl.com/embark. And cruise line stocks were up on Monday. Carnival Corporation up 4%, 22.82. Royal Caribbean up 2.5%, 80.18. And Norwegian up 4.4%, 24.67. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.